Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. July 7th through the 9th, New York Stage and Film and Vassar College's Powerhouse Theater will present an inside look workshop of Lauren Yee's new play, The Great Leap. The play is set in San Francisco in the spring of 1989. Manfred Lum, locally renowned on the sidewalk basketball courts of Chinatown, talks his way onto a college team just before they travel to Beijing for a friendship game. His background is a mystery, but he can sink 100 free throws in a row, so who cares? When they arrive, China is in the throes of the post-cultural revolution era, and Manfred must juggle international politics and his own personal history. Playwright Lauren Yee joins us now to tell us more.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us first a little bit about the plot, the story told in The Great Leap.
The Great Leap is about a young man, this Chinese-American basketball player, who with his coach and the rest of his team travels to China for the first time in the 80s to play a friendship game. And the play is about what they find there, but in a way it's also my imagined version of what my father's life was like. It's not necessarily my father's story, but it's a story similar to his. Basically, my father, when he was younger, before he had kids, he played basketball in San Francisco, and it was kind of the only thing he was good at. He was never good enough that he was going to be in the NBA or, you know, brought onto a college team, but he was good enough that he got to go to places and play games. And so in 1981, my father and his teammates went to China for the first time, and I feel like that trip has always like loomed large in my imagination of what that must have been like. And just like the strangeness of going to a country that you have roots in, but at the same time coming as the enemy. That for me was the jumping off point for this play.
You say it always loomed large. Do you remember when you first heard about the story, and have you, you know, questioned your father about it a lot throughout your life?
I think it was something that I probably heard at a fairly young age. Like, the fact that my father played basketball was something that I knew basically throughout my lifetime, not only because of the stories that he would tell, but also just that, you know, when we were in San Francisco, we couldn't go anywhere without running into a former teammate of his or somebody he'd played basketball against. So I knew my father had always been great at sports. Probably as soon as I had memories, I knew that my father had played these games, some of them, you know, in other countries. I think I may have found like a letter when I was younger. Maybe I was 10. And I think he like sent a letter back home to my mom, you know, just describing where he was and being away. And, you know, I think this is true of a lot of us in our relationships with our parents, that I knew that the game had happened for a very long time, but I just never gone back and asked about it and really sat down with him to talk about it. So, you know, this play was also a great chance for me to dig a little deeper into family history and just get details on something that I knew about for a very long time, but, you know, didn't really understand how it fit in, I think, not only to his personal history, but just world events as a whole.
There's no delicate way to ask this, but I should check before I ask the next thing. Is your father,
yeah,
he's still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
He's still alive. So he helped on this play. You know, like early on in my research, I just sat down and did an interview with him.
How did he feel about you creating a play around this story of his?
The play that I wrote before Great Leap was called King of the Yees,
mm-hmm,
and it is much more directly about him and me.
Right, of course.
And so, in a way, this is very much not his story. But at the same time, he recently saw a reading of this play, and he asked me afterwards, he was like, "Are you done yet? Have you written enough about me?" And then he also had one or two dramaturgical ideas on how the game of basketball could be played in this play, other fun facts about other players.
So how does this inside look workshop come to be at New York Stage and Film and Vassar's Powerhouse Theater?
I came to Powerhouse last summer through a program with the LARC in New York City, and the LARC was bringing up a handful of writers to Powerhouse just for a retreat to just write some new pages, and that was my first run-in with Powerhouse, and I think I was able to stay in touch with the organization afterwards. You know, like, my agent sent them Great Leap. They were excited by it, and so now I'm here.
The director for this production is Will Davis. Tell me about working with Will.
Will is someone that I've wanted to work with for a while on this piece. I think primarily just because of the way he speaks about work in terms of, like, how to create a great team and how to create an environment where ideas are passed around. And he talks a lot about theater as a soup, in a way, that you need to put in what you want in the soup in order to get the right taste. That if you put in love and respect and curiosity, like, that's what the experience is going to be like for an audience, which, you know, I find such an inspirational idea. And then a lot of his work is just incredibly physical and imaginative, and I think he really has exciting ideas about how bodies move in space. That his background is as not only a director, but a choreographer and a just mover in general. And I'm just so excited by the ways in which I think he's going to bring his expertise in movement and bodies in space into this piece, because, you know, even though it is largely a play, it's a play with scenes and words and people have conversations, there are, like, large sections of the play, particularly the game of basketball itself, that I think need a director who's going to have exciting ideas about how the bodies move, because there's actually very little basketball being played in the traditional sense. That within my cast of four, there's actually only one character who's a basketball player. The other two are coaches, and then the fourth character is the basketball player's cousin. And so it's not necessarily about reenacting a basketball game on stage. It's about drawing out the essence of what a basketball game is like, that feeling of being on the court, but also, you know, in the stands, and trying to figure out how that intersects with the text. And I think Will's just going to do an amazing job exploring that. So I'm very excited.
When did you and how did you discover that playwriting was something you wanted to try and pursue and make your life's mm-hmm. work, at least thus far?
I always knew that I wanted to be a writer in some capacity from when I was very little. As soon as I knew how to speak or formulate words, I was writing stories. And it probably wasn't until kind of midway through high school that I found theater as a medium that I was really excited by, because I wasn't one of the kids who was trying out for the school play. Like, I'm not an actor in any way. And instead, there was a play contest that I think my dad got an email about, a short play contest, and they were looking for submissions. And kind of not really knowing anything about theater, I guess I must have had some sort of intuitive sense. I said to myself, I was like, oh, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write a play. I do, and I send it in, and they email back. And they say, oh, we're going to do some stage reading. We're going to do a stage reading of these plays. And can you show up for our first rehearsal, you know, on such and such evening? And I go to my father and I say, hey, I need a ride to this place at night with adults I've never met before. Can I get a ride? And his instincts immediately were set off. And he's like, okay, you will go. But I'm going to come in and I'm going to sit there with you, you know, to make sure that these people are okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first experience in working on a play in theater. It was just kind of so revelatory to me that you can create something sitting around the table with other people, just reading it out loud, that you immediately have something as long as like live bodies are there. And so I was basically hooked.
You are a member of the Mayi Theater Writers Lab. Could you tell us about that, please?
So Mayi Theater Company is based in New York, and it's a theater company that produces, I would say, like between like 2 to 3 shows a year, centered around Asian American artists, particularly like Asian American writers. And a branch of the theater company is dedicated to the Writers Lab, which is, I believe their motto is like the largest Asian American writing group, you know, for playwrights in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's like great about Mayi Theater is just like the ability to see just like a multiplicity of voices of like what an Asian American play might be. And, you know, I think I love being able to keep company with like other playwrights, hear what they're working on, just see like the wide range of stories that people are telling. You know, it's really exciting. I think one of the best things about being in the group is just like the brain trust and knowledge that everyone else has in terms of casting actors, you know, what's going on in the community. And so, you know, the Writers Lab has been a big source of support for me in, you know, in my career so far.
New York Stage and Film and Vassar College present Lauren Yee's The Great Leap, July 7th through the 9th. Lauren, it's been wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your insane production schedule over there.
Thank you, Sarah.
New York Stage and Film and Vassar College's Powerhouse Theater presents an inside look workshop of Lauren Yee's new play, The Great Leap, July 7th through the 9th. To learn more, visit powerhouse.vassar.edu. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.